Blackstone Publishing presents Inferno by Julie Kagawa. This book is read by Caitlin Davies, Tristan Morris, McLeod Andrews, and Chris Patton. To Tasha, together we can slay dragons. Part 1. Spark. Ember. Tramping through the jungle for hours on end was not my idea of a good time. It was hot, insanely so. Normally, heat didn't bother me, but the humidity level beneath the canopy had been cranked up to like 200%. It felt as if I was walking, and breathing, through a wet, heavy blanket. My clothes, the olive drab shirt, cargo pants, even the socks and my combat boots, were damp with sweat. And tying my hair back did not prevent it from hanging in my eyes and sticking to my forehead. Insects droned in my ears, in the trees, everywhere around us. A constant, high-pitched buzz that faded into background noise unless you concentrated on it. Behind me, Garrett moved like a shadow, making virtually no sound as he glided through the undergrowth. I couldn't see him without turning, but I knew he was there. I could sense him. The steady rise and fall of his breath, the heartbeat thumping quietly beneath his jacket. Lately, I didn't even have to look at him to know where he was. His presence, both in my thoughts and in the world around me, became more prominent with every passing day. I knew he was worried. Not for us and our situation, though as always he remained hypervigilant and alert to our surroundings. But I knew his thoughts were back home, with the order and the people we'd left behind. I couldn't blame him.